Hey, guess what? In just 15 minutes, your house is going to look and feel so much better. And I'm going to walk you through the whole process, so let's jump right into it. Before we jump in today's episode, I want to remind you what we're working towards. We are working towards a house that's easier to keep clean, our mind to feel less cluttered, more time to spend with the ones we love, and more energy to do the things that we actually enjoy. After today's episode, you are going to be one step closer to that goal. So grab your coffee, keep on listening, and we are going to do this together. Getting started is the hardest part. So before your mind tries to talk you out of it, stand up and walk straight to your kitchen. Start clearing off your countertops, and while you do that, I'll explain a little bit about how this is gonna work. So, we know the actual mess isn't that physically hard to clean up, but more or less it's the idea of doing it. And guess what? You already passed that. You're already up and you're clearing off your countertops. If you're not, jump up and head over there, because you are going to feel so much better by the end of this. What we're going to focus on is areas that will have a big impact. So for me, I know surface clutter. If I look around and I see clutter out everywhere, it really starts making me feel down and grumpy. So let's get rid of that clutter. And like I said, we're starting with the countertops. So as soon as you're done with those, you can start wiping them down. One thing I want you to think about is don't worry about getting everything perfect. We're trying to see how much we can get done in just 15 minutes. And I promise you, it will look and feel so much better in this short amount of time. So even if I'm moving on to the next step, you should move along with me if you can. Because a little bit is better than none at all. And when you take a step back after you're done with this, when you look around and not just one area is done perfect, but everything looks tidier, you're going to feel so much better. And if you want to keep cleaning after that, you can go back and do a, in quote, better job. So if you're still clearing off your countertops, start wiping them. And you might be like, Brooke, there's still stuff on my countertops. Even if you need to scoot it to the side, put it in a little pile. You can come back to it. Think about the big picture when you're all done with these 15 minutes. So start wiping your countertops. And then when you're done with that, we will move to the table. Because like I said, those big impact areas in a short amount of time. Isn't it crazy how you can be sitting there and looking around, feeling so overwhelmed? But once you get started, it like immediately starts feeling much better. And that's where you're at right now. If you're not feeling it still, that's okay. Just try to remember, it's only 15 minutes. And if you want to be done after that, you can. So now if you're done with your kitchen countertops, move over to the table and start clearing that off. And while you're doing that, I guess I'll just fill you in a little bit more about what's going on in my life. I'm not sure if you heard my last couple episodes, but there's been a lot going on and I'm still transitioning to this new working mom / blogging and podcasting again / normal life. I didn't realize how hard it would be to balance all three things, but at the same time, I'm trying not to put too much pressure on myself. So my weekly schedule isn't quite weekly for several reasons, but first let's jump back to what you're doing and then I'll continue. So if you are done clearing off your table, go ahead and start wiping it. Anyways, what I was saying about trying to adapt to this is I didn't realize that recording podcast episodes in my camper does not work very well. For example, I had to turn off the furnace, turn off a fan, make sure nothing was on because my mic picks up everything. Even if like the kids walk in, I have to turn it off. If the furnace kicks on, I have to turn it off. If the washer, like you can hear everything in here. But I'm adapting and I'm still really enjoying this. Okay, so are you done wiping your table? If so, let's move on to the next step. So now I want you to look at your living room because we have the countertops cleared off, the table cleared off. Now another big area is our living room. Now remember, we're not looking to get it perfectly done. So quickly run around and clear off your living room floor, any end tables, your couch. If you have a lot of laundry on your couch, don't worry about that right now. I mean, you can kind of stuff it into a, you know, all one nice pile or something. But right now, remember, it's all about speed in the big picture when we're done. We want all those little clutter things and garbage picked up. Now back to my story. I'm working Monday through Thursday from when the kids go to school to when they get home. So I was going to have Friday be my blog and podcast days. And this wasn't the ideal time to start because my kids don't have school for the next like 3 or 4 Fridays because they have conferences, it's Veterans Day, and then it's already Thanksgiving. I don't know exactly how I'm going to fit blogging and podcasting in the next few weeks because like I said, it's almost impossible to do it while the kids are in here. Because you can hear everything. But I'm definitely going to try. So we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. Now back to your living room. How's that going? Like, can you already notice such a big difference? Like, I just imagine that you're like rushing around quickly picking up toys and stuff. And you're like feeling so accomplished. I really hope that's what you're feeling. Because that's what I'm feeling for you right now. And then once you're done with the living room, I want you to quickly run over to your entryway and just quickly pick it up. Like I said, you don't need to worry about things that don't belong in there or whatever. But just, you know, hang up any coats, backpacks, you know, tidy up the shoes, whatever you have to do. And that's all you're going to worry about in the entryway is just those few things. Make sure nothing's on the floor. You know, as far as like coats or boots or whatever. Like I said, really quick thing, big impact. This one's not going to take that long. And then we're going to go to the next thing, which you don't need to run to the next thing quite yet if you're not ready. But the next thing is the floors. So same thing here. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do a quick sweep. And as you're sweeping the floors, I'll tell you a little bit more about what's been going on in my life. So my brother and sister-in-law actually moved their RV to the property we're living on right now. And we have a little trailer park here. Just kidding. But like I said, we're on my sister's property. So to give you a little visualization, when you pull up, you go to my sister's house. And then they have a garage. And then even further over is a big shop. And that's the one my husband's renting for his business. Not sure if I told you guys, but he's a mechanic. And on the left side of that is where our RV is parked. So like sitting in our fifth wheel, I can't even see my sister's house or anything. So it really is nice because we're like we have our own private lives. And I actually don't even really see her as much as you would think. So it's pretty nice. We're not in really any rush to move out of here. Because it just, I love living in the fifth wheel. The kids love being out in the country. My husband's shop that he's working out of is right next to the fifth wheel. And I don't know, we just really enjoy it. But back to what I was saying about my brother and my sister-in-law. So their RV is here just for a couple weeks and then they're moving it to their land. But the guys have been building the house, so it's been kind of chaotic, but super fun to have my sister-in-law and her three kids here. Another reason why it's been kind of hard to do a podcast episode. But it's been really enjoyable, and then, you know, we'll get together in the evenings and then, you know, run the guys' food or coffee, and yeah, so that's just another little exciting thing going on. Now, if you're done with sweeping, run into the bathroom and do the same thing. I think you're getting the idea right now. We're just spending a few minutes and working really quick to make a big impact. So same thing in the bathroom. Run in there. Is there any dirty clothes, stuff on the countertop? And we're only going to spend like a minute in here. So quickly hurry as fast as you can and tidy it up. Speaking of bathrooms, that's another thing that I forgot about with living in an RV, is like when it comes to showering and using the water, we can only have our washer on or a shower or the sink. The water pressure changes depending on what you have on. So like I can't do laundry and shower at the same time. I can't do the dishes and have someone shower. So trying to balance all that, I mean, I would say I'm pretty well adapted now. It's actually kind of funny what you can adapt to. But anyways, back to the bathroom. You should be done with the bathroom right now. And then now run to your bedroom and do the same thing. We're only going to spend like a minute or two here. So quickly grab any dirty clothes. Quickly make your bed. And then that's all. Like, quickly get stuff off the floor is the main thing. And some of us have messy bedrooms and some of us keep them more orderly. And it doesn't matter. The whole point is you're going to make an impact in what it looks like in there. So like I said, it's only going to be a minute or two and it's going to look and feel a lot better. I actually really enjoy speed cleaning, especially when I'm feeling overwhelmed. Because by the time I'm done, I feel ready to, you know, continue usually. And if not, at least I can be satisfied and be like, oh, look how much I got done. Speaking of bedrooms, in our RV, we have one bedroom and then my kids sleep in the living room. So it's kind of nice because we have a futon for the boys and that folds down from a couch and they sleep there. And then we have a wall hugger recliner, and that's what my daughter sleeps on. So it goes back pretty far. In our old camper, we had two bedrooms, and I actually didn't like it because we didn't have a big enough area, like main area, to have company. And yeah, I do still have company in my camper because this is my home, and I wouldn't do any different here than I would anywhere else. Of course, I can't have like big birthday parties or anything, but we definitely have had, you know, one or two families come over and it works just fine. Okay, now you should be done with your bedroom. Then I want you to go start a load of laundry. That's going to be the final thing. And like I said, if you feel like all this stuff's halfway done, and if you're like me, you're probably a perfectionist and it was really hard to follow along with this because you wanted everything completed perfectly first. Just trust the process. This is going to make a big difference and it doesn't have to be perfect. As you're starting your load of laundry, I want you to, you know, keep the speed. So go grab stuff if it's not already in your laundry room. Whatever it is, just start the load of laundry. For some reason, I know a lot of us do struggle with getting it started. For me, I would have to say it's actually been easier in here because I only have a small amount of clothes. And once my laundry basket fills up, it takes like three loads because the washer is so small. But it actually is kind of nice because then it's easier to fold when there's smaller bits at a time. So I really don't mind it. Now, if you want to, we're already hitting the 15-minute mark. So if you want to, go ahead and, you know, go to your kids' rooms or go back and finish something. Or even if you want to be done, like, you should be so proud of yourself. Like, just 15 minutes ago, you were sitting there overwhelmed And now look around. Doesn't it feel so much better? I love when that happens, when you just quickly speed clean and then sit back, and it's kind of crazy how much you get done in such a short amount of time. I really hope this was helpful, and I hope that if you're feeling unmotivated again, that you'll come back to this podcast episode. This is something that you can come back to time and time again when you're feeling stuck. So whether you choose to sit back down or to get more done, just know I am proud of you, and I will talk to you again in a week or two. Oh, one more thing before you go. If you're feeling unmotivated, if you have any questions, or if you want to celebrate your wins with me, there are two ways that you can do that. In the show notes, I'll have two links. One will be for my website at simplifymomlife.com, where I'll have the comments section open. Or you can sign up for my email list with the other link so that you can get each podcast and blog post sent straight to your inbox every Tuesday morning. Remember, we are well on our journey to an easier to clean house, a less cluttered mind, and more time and energy for the ones you love and the things you enjoy. If you want to stick around, don't forget to click that subscribe button. Thanks for being here, and remember, we are on this journey together.
Subscribe to my mom's podcast.
It'll make her very happy.